and welcome to the before and after for Saw Dose.
Scene.
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 Scene. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the third one called?
I'm blind.
Third one is Seent.
Seent. Done seen it.
Done seen it. Yes, this is Saw 2. We're fresh off the heels of Saw 1.
Yes.
Literally just watched it.
Yeah.
Tab did not completely enjoy it.
Nope.
Probably wouldn't want to see it again.
Nope.
It really loses its steam.
It does. And then it tried to play catch up by making the end like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And I didn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I was also disappointed at the terrible special effects of just wrapping the one dude's foot in a bloody shirt to make it look like he had cut his foot off.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, guys.
It was a low budget movie.
I can see his foot's there.
Yeah. Low budget movie. Well, I've said this before, but after the first one, they change.
Yeah.
And I think for the better.
Well, we're going to find out. Fucking find out. Yeah, I'm going to be honest. I'm with the disappointment of the end of the first one.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really looking forward to this.
They become less like escape room, but also more like escape house.
Yeah.
Especially the second one, if I recall correctly.
If I got out of a Saw house, right? Uh-huh. Like if I'm a 1 foot lefty
and Wesley
in fucking Saw 1.
Yeah.
I'm making my life's goal to kick the shit out of this guy.
Kick specifically?
Yeah. With my new bionic foot. I would get the foot like the lady in The Kingsman.
Uh-huh.
And kick someone in half
with a razor blade.
Yeah. But I would dull it up so I can't kick you in half, but I can like gouge the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'd just be like, fuck you, fucking cancer's not gonna kill you, Baldy. I'm gonna kill you. I'm gonna fuck you in the ass. I'm gonna fuck you right in the ass with this shotgun.
Like in Crank 2?
Yes, exactly. Like that.
That's a great man. He shoves that shotgun in a barrel full of lube, sticks up that guy's ass.
I want to do the thing like in Hancock where he shoves that guy's head up the other guy's ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't like a narrative movie. It's just like things happen.
Yeah, there's a loose narrative that ties all of them together.
So my guess is he's going to have another batch of victims, but this time it's going to be like 5-ish. And
that's about right.
And then there's going to be a detective who's still investigating these jigsaw killings. And it's just like, you guys really fucking suck at your job. Because I said in the first one, with the amount of newspaper clippings on Danny Glover's wall.
Yeah.
I was just like, shouldn't you call the fucking FBI at this point? Like, there's a serial killer on the loose.
Not even
like,
call the FBI. They will come. By now, they would have come and taken over the...
Like, we're taking over this case of a serial killer.
Yeah.
We're going to call in John Wayne Gacy to see if he can give us some info. Yeah, I mean, I expect there to be more wacky deaths.
So we have
6 wacky deaths here from the last movie. I'm guessing we're going to have at least 10 from this one,
which is a good thing.
Yeah, because hopefully it makes the movie go feel like it's moving faster.
I haven't seen Saw 2 in a long time, but I believe it will. Just because instead of having the two guys,
because that was the thing, is there are only the two guys in the room. So all the deaths, because those two guys didn't die.
Yeah.
All the deaths were like flashbacks or other things going on.
Yes.
Or that last one where he beat in his face with the cistern. I reversed the order on these inadvertently. I've labeled these cards as these are all Saw.
Uh-huh.
So I'll make another stack for the next movie and they'll all be seen.
Yeah.
And then we'll use this massive list of cards to make our overall top deaths from each move, from the whole franchise. Once we get to the end of Saw 2,
One of these walls is going to look like Danny Glover's wall.
The Pepe Sylvia wall,
yes,
like that
the Pepe
t-shirt.
Sylvia wall. Yeah.
No t-shirt last week, but I think we all noticed that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So CBS is really killing it on that t-shirt subscription service. And I think the series is over now.
Yeah, it had a series finale.
It was supposed to have a finale, and then...
you know how I know this? It's because now I get Star Trek. Now I just get Star Trek stuff because of Google.
Yeah.
I get Star Trek stuff just sent to my phone. And it was earlier this week. It was like, it said Star Trek's Lower Decks. Season finale is finally a Star Trek finale, season finale that, and then like the rest.
Doesn't end with a cliffhanger.
Well, I mean, I didn't see the rest of the article. Like that's how much I saw. And I was like, whatever it is, I doubt it. It's like, cause it was like finally a Star Trek season finale that doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I started listening to the Weekly Planet podcast, and then one of the hosts was like, I've been watching Lower Decks, and I enjoy it. And I was like, oh, I'm not going to watch any more of these.
The Star Trek Out of Context Twitter was like, I enjoyed Lower Decks or whatever. I was like,
yeah, I got no interest in hearing your opinions. The other thing is, like, I don't watch the Weekly Planet stuff for the Mr. Sunday movie stuff for the... like nuance and because they pretty much just like they have pleb minds when it comes to media where they're just like it was colorful and exciting. And I'm not one of these high minded people that's like it's drama and enticing and I really the narrative believe me, I'll fall for color and exciting too. Yeah, yeah. But I like 2 inches deep of color and exciting. You know, I love the Marvel movies. And some of those are really shallow and stupid, but some of them have a lot of like good depth and nuance. And those are my favorite movies in the franchise. And Star Trek just isn't something that I can, it's not a brain turner offer.
Yeah.
That's what horror movies are. I think that's why I've always watched horror movies as more of a comedy.
Yeah. Same.
Because I can't turn my brain off.
Yeah.
During horror films. I just constantly judge the decisions of the people in them and
which
think
are
that they're stupid. They're
poor.
Always worse. They're the dumbest people on earth. Yeah. There's a Geico commercial right now where they're like
the chainsaw guy.
Yeah. And I'm just like, yep, that's every fucking horror movie on the planet.
They're like, well, there's a car with a clean running car with a full tank of gasoline.
Why don't we just get in the running car and they're just like, are you crazy, bitch?
We're going to hide behind all these sharp objects we can get killed with. Yeah.
Yeah, one of them's like, let's run upstairs to the attic. Let's run downstairs to the basement. Like, two places you can't escape from. Mm-hmm. And then they choose the absolute worst. Yeah. I'm not expecting much from this movie. Maybe I'm hoping I'll laugh.
Yeah.
I think I will. I might pour myself some alcohol to try and make it, try and ease it. It's ease through. I met my goal. I didn't talk about that this week on the podcast.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I met my goal. I set a goal for myself several years ago. I wanted to have 30 whiskeys on my bar by the time I turned 30.
Mm-hmm.
And I hit 30 whiskeys a year and a half ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, fuck, I got way too much time left. So I decided to up the ante, and I decided to do 30 distilleries.
Yes.
Different places that make whiskey.
Because blended whiskeys come from multiple distilleries, mm-hmm. and then you, like...
Well, and like I have
bottles of Jameson.
Six different kinds of Jameson, and I have a bunch of the Trader. And I've got a couple of Macallans and a couple of this and a couple of that. Yeah, yeah. And that inflates your overall count. My overall count is now 40, but it's 40 from 30 different distilleries, which is really, really cool in my opinion. And so now I have a new goal, Tim. You know what my new goal is?
What is it?
100 by 50.
Oh, I mean, if you hit the 40 by 30.
No.
Distilleries.
100 distilleries.
Are there even 100?
There's got to be. So
what if there's 99?
Well, then that's what we're hit. We'll hit it. And
I say if there's 99, God damn
I gotta
it,
start
you,
my
you
own.
Gotta make it 100.
Yeah. I will. Maybe I will. I'll go get a. That's what I should fucking fuck this podcast. I'm gonna turn this into a distillery. I'm gonna have a still over there. I'm gonna have the barrels over here for aging. Yeah,
I don't know, man. Those whiskey barrels are very big. I've seen them.
Oh, you can make smaller barrels.
Small
batch. I would get like 18 inch diameter barrels. Uh-huh. They were like 2 feet long. Because actually, that is, you get better flavor out of it because there's more surface area with the wood.
Ah.
But I could perfectly climate control this to the exact temperature that I wanted it all the time too. Well, this show's canceled. We don't have to watch Saw 2.
And we'll both go blind.
Yeah. No, yes. So 100 different distilleries. At this point, I have more whiskey on my bar at home than a lot of bars in Tulsa that aren't like whiskey themed bars.
Yeah.
But at 100, it'll be like Valkyrie and me in Tulsa, because Valkyrie has the most whiskey in Tulsa by far. Oh yeah, they have library shelves fucking full of whiskey.
Wow.
They have a book. They hand you a binder, a three-ring binder, just page after page of different whiskeys. It's overwhelming. That's why I don't drink there.
They have too much whiskey for you.
It's too much variety. It's just like, I can't. How am I supposed to make a choice here? I'm going to win the lottery. I'm just going to go in and just like set down a briefcase full of money and just be like,
One of each.
And then I'll die. I'll be dead.
All right. Let's see. It's October. That is the third month of the B category. That's shelves 5 and 6, please.
Yeah. We're just going to start on this shelf over here, and we're just going to... I'm going to need you to run a photocopy of this book for me personally. Here's $100 for that. I'm going to go through here and start scratching them off. Anyway, let's go watch Saw 2.
Sure.
Scene.
Scene 2.
And scene. Scene. Scene, scene.
Scene 2.
I've seen scene. A lot more kills in this movie.
A lot more kills.
A lot more boring bullshit.
For a movie that only
has two characters in it, being more interesting than a movie with 8 characters, absolutely mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Also, none of these deaths were like, oh my God!
Yeah.
It was all like, you saw every fucking one of them coming, which was kind of annoying. But I want to talk about this one. Chinese finger trap 2.0. A woman sticks her hands into a glass box to get the antidote to the thing she's under. And the holes are razor blades. And so she puts one hand in and grabs the thing, and she pulls it and just pulls the stopper completely out of the syringe. And spilling
all of it.
Yeah. When you started to pull it and the syringe opened up, I would have been like, okay, hold on one second. But no, and then she's like, well, let me stick my other hand in this other hole to grab the piece that is glued down, and now I'm trapped.
Which is exemplary of the whole movie.
Oh, my God, you're so unbelievably stupid.
Yeah.
I called the ending a few minutes before it happened.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew that he was being set up to be taken to in his own torture room. The whole plan doesn't make any fucking sense. You kidnap 8 people, you set it up so that they want to kill the boy, and then you save the boy's life, but you're like kind of, it's like he was already, he didn't go to any of the obstacles and kill himself accidentally.
Yeah.
And then you kind of save his life and you put him in a safe with some oxygen.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they made 6 more movies of this. The middle of this movie sucked so much.
It's I forgot how bad, because it's been a couple years since I've seen 2. And I recall the whole I gotta save my son bit.
Yeah.
Right?
I want my family back.
And I recall like the son and all the other people that have been in jail in the house, and they go through the rooms of the house, but I forgot that like it's just 2 rooms because they're all fuck ups basically.
Yeah,
it's 2 rooms. Well, a third room just for the Chinese finger trap 2.0.
Okay, no. So you have the first room with a safe.
Yeah.
Then you have the hallway.
Yeah.
Then you have the front door, foyer.
Then you have the basement. They barely go.
Yeah, but they smash in that door.
Yeah.
That takes you to the basement. Then they leave the basement and they go into the room with the needles.
Yeah.
And then there's the room with the Chinese finger trap.
Sure. So 3 rooms aside from Chinese finger trap, because that's a solo room, right? It's just made for her to get her arms cut in there and the guy to see the thing on her neck.
My guess is that room was for Linda,
mm-hmm.
Because she slit her wrists?
Slit her wrists, yeah.
But then she didn't go to that room.
No.
So...
Yeah, that's the thing that bothered me is like...
Also, we saw there were two cures in the oven. Uh-huh. There was a cure in the safe.
Yeah.
There was a cure in the Chinese finger trap.
Yeah.
We didn't see any other cures.
Because they didn't get past that one door.
That was an exit
they
door.
They fucked up. No, that was to another puzzle room. That you would think? Have led to another trap, yeah.
Okay, so maybe there's one behind that door,
uh-huh.
Which gives you five. There should have been eight. Eight.
There's only seven of them.
No, there were eight.
Was there eight of them? Yeah, you're right. There was eight people. Yeah.
I just this movie is boring. All the deaths are bad. Like I would rate none of these deaths rate above stabbed in the stomach and the like. I mean, maybe above stabbed in the stomach.
Yeah.
But even then, not so much.
So let's go through the deaths. What we have just in the order you've...
I've got throat hacksaw. Overcome by Jesus. That's when the girl from Seventh Heaven dies from the drugs that they're under.
Yeah.
Bear trap 2. That's how the thing starts.
In the beginning, the Iron Maiden mask thing.
Yeah. Cremated. A guy gets cremated. A spike back bat to the head.
Uh-huh.
A peephole surprise.
I like peephole surprise.
An electric cage. Kills two cops. They don't get up. One of them's like, oh, my legs are broken. Oh, my legs are broken.
Yeah.
And the other two guys are just laying there pretty still.
Electrocuted.
Yeah, yeah. So I'm pretty sure they're dead. Peephole surprise, it wins.
Yeah.
But only because the rest of these all suck.
Yeah.
I keep my eyes. So I've had my peephole taped up for the last. I keep a piece of tape over my peephole. I've kept a piece of tape over my peephole for the last like 5 or 6
years.
You mean you don't tape your peephole?
Where something fucking gets in there, man. It's like a bottle cap. You want to let the soda out, and then you put the bottle cap back on.
Oh shit! Oh man, we should watch Saw 3, and then we should drink a soda because I have a soda for you to drink.
Okay, cool.
Because I just
Saw 3 has.
I want to power through these as quickly as possible. Sure, sure. They're getting worse and worse.
Saw 3 does have one of my favorite traps in it.
So the last. The worst kill is going to be spiked bat to the head, I think.
Okay.
The number two kill is probably cremated, even though I saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
The second they're like looking at this machine, I'm like, oh, that's like a mortuary. That's a mortuary,
thing.
And
I'm
trying to get Tim to give me the word. And I couldn't remember it. Tim couldn't think of it either. And then the guy climbs aside and he gets burnt to death. second to last is probably overcome by Jesus. And third to last will be the throat hacksaw. Which puts
It wasn't even hacksaw. It was just a regular knife.
No, it was the hacksaw from the first movie.
No, it was the knife he was carrying.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't.
What happened to that knife then?
That guy was still holding it. The kids collapse against the wall like he's passed out, right?
Uh-huh.
And then when the guy goes to grab him, he pulls the hacksaw out and hits him.
Oh, okay, okay, that's right.
And cuts his throat.
Yeah.
I guess electric cage is under... Bear trap 2.
But electric cage was so telegraphed.
Yeah.
And bear trap 2 was clearly designed to evoke bear trap 1. But the thought of bear trap 1 is way more like way scarier than the thought of bear trap 2.
Is it?
I think so.
Yeah. I don't know. So in order, we've got number 1, peephole surprise. Number 2, cremated. Number 3, bear trap 2. Number 4, electric cage. Number 5, throat hacksaw. Number 6, overcome by Jesus. And then finally, spike back to the head.
Yeah.
All of which I would probably rate under the kills of Saw 1. We also watched Saw
0.5,
the original short film. And for those of you wondering, it's just the story of Linda that they show in the first movie, but with the guy in the first movie, but playing a different character.
Yeah. And half of it is him talking to a detective in clearly some...
The high school cafeteria.
High school cafeteria, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty...
I was surprised at all those credits. Like, those credits were, like, deep.
There was an insane amount of credits for a thing that had four actors in it.
A 10-minute short film that had four actors in it. And not even like, the puppet... Yeah. And the reverse bear trap, I could see taking up like a lot of
that. Like, you would budget. Hire a prop master to just go make this.
Yes.
You make the puppet. The bear trap.
Yeah. I need one puppet for the video. Right. Just a regular.
Yeah.
And then I need the puppet on the tricycle.
Yeah. But you just use that one puppet. You just go like, what does the puppet need to do? He needs to ride on the tricycle up and talk. Yeah. And then it also needs to talk in this other shot, but that's a close up of just the face.
Yeah.
So we'll use that same puppet and make the mouth move.
So yeah, but you have to have the puppet do that. And then the reverse bear trap, we need I assume you just use one, but we need a non-functioning one for the actor.
Yeah.
We need one to clamp when he throws it off his head.
Uh-huh.
And we need one of those has to have a working timer system on it that we can do close-ups of.
Yeah.
So I like that stuff is like probably is very involved with, mm-hmm. you know, having a prop master.
They had grips and shit.
That had like,
and it's like,
it had grips. It was like, thank you to like this, like that had a budget.
Yeah. Probably. What would you say? Probably like $10,000, 12.
But probably around there. Yeah. But it didn't, outside of like, I counted one crane shot and then a bunch of dolly shots in the green room.
Yeah. Well, wasn't the green room? It felt like there was, it was a like a circular dolly.
Yeah. It was.
Or probably it was probably a half circle.
A half circle track.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they just moved the track.
Like, aside from those two, everything else was like completely doable.
Yeah.
And it looked like it also looked like it was shot in 1080i.
Probably.
Or 720i, even worse.
Yeah. I know. I think it was probably 720 because that was a 720 video and it was the best quality. Mm-hmm. So they shot on video and they edited in Premiere or Final Cut.
No, they shot on film.
Oh, they did?
It looked real shitty. The credits I saw Kodak film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that surprises me because so then I guess they did a film scan with whoever they knew that had a film scanner.
Probably where their college was.
Yeah. Yeah, Saw 2. Not great.
I didn't want to say going into it, but Saw 2 is not...
Everyone in this movie is stupid. Again, they're like...
Yeah.
The X marks the spot turns out to be the worst Photoshop picture of the cop, Wahlberg, and the kid.
And the kid,
and it's like, you have them like standing by a seaside, right? Just have him take off the tie, take off the jacket, take off the badge, and change the kid's shirt, and snap a fucking photo of them against the river, and then put that photo in the movie.
Here's the thing. We were yelling and complaining about how bad that picture was.
Yeah.
And then the next scene with the dad, it shows like this thing Saw does where it's like quick flashes of photos and stuff. It showed us quick flashes of real photos of the dad of Donnie Wahlberg and the guy who played the kid together.
Yeah.
Like
they shared scenes in this movie.
Well, not just that, but they had those photos. There was at least two different photos.
It was truly unbelievable how bad that photo was.
It was funny.
And it says father and son. Everyone's like, you're the son of the guy that put us in jail? And the kid's like, oh, my God. And he's holding the photo. And then the next thing you know, the crazy man who's killing everyone is coming down the hallway. He's like, what is this? Oh, it's a picture of the guy put me in jail and the kid that's in here. It's like, why did you not put that in your pocket? Why would you leave that laying around?
Sure. But also, they all know the reason that they're connected. Which is...
That guy arrested them. Or they're criminals.
They're all criminals.
Yeah.
All of them, including the son.
Yeah.
But you think he's got a good relationship with his cop dad?
Well, the other thing is that they could have suspected that to begin with, because it's like, we all went to jail, but you didn't.
Huh.
Huh. Why would you be here then? Boy, did I not like this movie.
I
didn't like this movie. The best part of this movie, ironically, was at the end when they go into the set from the first movie, and I was like, wow, they did a really good job of recreating this set. Also, exact same fucking climax as the last movie, which is people running down a hallway.
Yeah.
Oh.
Except there were those fake bodies.
What do you mean?
Or are we to believe that Adam has just been in there since the first game and is just dead now?
Yeah.
Okay. If we are to believe that, why is there also Wesley?
Wesley's not in there.
Well, there's more than one body in that.
Yeah. That other body was Benjamin Linus.
There was more than two bodies in there.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah.
No, there wasn't.
Guy with the white shirt. Did you not notice that? There's a dead body with a white shirt in that.
I don't think so.
Yeah, we can.
Are you talking about? Are you talking about when the cop gets in there?
No. When they're in there.
Okay, we can go back and rewatch it. But there were not two bodies in there. They showed Wesley's foot, and they showed Benjamin Linus's body and Adam's body.
Huh. I guess Adam was wearing a white shirt, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's the one that's all leaned against the wall.
Yeah.
And then Benjamin Linus is laying down flat on his back.
I thought there was more than two bodies in there.
Yeah, it was just one body. Huh. They didn't fuck that up that bad. And then
the bodies didn't look very good.
I guess Donnie Wahlberg is locked in there with them.
Yeah, that's the end of the movie. Donnie Wahlberg gets locked up by...
I really hate the whole concept of this whole fucking character. Like,
yeah.
Sure enough, they do a thing where he's like... They show him a flashback of him going to get told that he has... cancer, and mm-hmm. What offices he walk into? Lawrence Gordon, uh-huh. The character in the first movie, and it's just like, so you were just pissed at that guy because he, and then you're like, oh, he's gonna be an adulterer. Okay, well, I'll pretend that's why I'm pissed at him. And Linda's pissed at this cop guy because he sent her to jail.
Yeah,
and it's just like, you're just a petty fucking loser. I tried to kill myself. When I couldn't kill myself, I decided that I'd kill other people. It's like, hey, man, you're so fucking lousy at doing things, you couldn't even kill yourself right. So why don't you get back on the horse and ride it off another fucking cliff?
This one's not one of my favorites.
This is really pushing the limit on stupid people in movies for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just inexplicable decisions made by characters.
That's all horror movies, though.
Yeah, these seem way worse.
You think so?
Yeah. Because they're made in 2004. I can forgive inexplicably stupid decisions by people in horror movies in 1970 films.
Because they're not used to watching horror movies.
Exactly. But then you make a new horror franchise, like Scream.
Sure.
I love the meta humor of Scream and the way they approach that.
Yeah.
And people make, for the most part, logical decisions.
Yeah. Yeah.
For the most part. Yeah. There are some dumb decisions made. But these are just everybody is insanely impatient.
Yes. Yes.
And doesn't survey a situation in the slightest.
Nope.
Like, we know that Linda has been in one of these before. Everybody knows that in the beginning of the movie. And and they're trying to get into the room with all the needles, right? And she's like, if the door's stuck, then it's a trap of some kind. And rather than being like, okay, let's workshop this. What's the trap?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he really likes pulling pins on things. When I was in the head thing, I stood up and it pulled the pin, and that's what set it off. So maybe there's a pin in there, and that'll set off a thing that kills us. I mean, that's what happened with the gun in the door.
Yeah.
So maybe we should.
Also, he likes to be literal with his clues.
Yeah.
So maybe we should go back and listen to that first clue.
About X marks the spot.
And,
the back of your mind.
The back of your mind over the rainbow. Yeah.
There was still only one cure in that thing. And here's the other thing, right? The thing that always also pissed me off is you have a guy who's so fucking hot-headed that he's smashed through things.
Yeah.
He got pissed off when the dead guy in the crematorium couldn't.
Yep.
Well, didn't have the cure.
Big old meathead.
He puts down the bat, right?
Yeah.
To try and get through the door in the needle room.
Yeah.
Why would anybody fucking let him pick that bat back up? He's got a knife and a bat at this point.
Yeah.
I would take that fucking bat. I'd kill that guy.
Yeah.
He's a danger to everyone in the game.
Yep.
I'd fucking hit his ass in the stomach with the bat, and I'd throw his ass into the needle pit. Good fucking luck, bucko.
I mean, in fact, like, he leads to, if he doesn't directly kill them, he leads to most of the deaths.
Yeah. Like, the peephole door.
Peephole.
Let's fucking do it. And he's got the key, and then he gives it to the fat guy.
It's like, fuck the rules. Yeah. And then, of course,
he tells the crematorium guy that he's going in there.
Yep. He triggers the needle pit door in the first place.
Yeah.
By just running in there. And then it was his, like, that was his trial.
That was his trial that he throws Linda into because he's a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he kills the black guy.
Yep.
Just
to get
kills
his number.
Him. Yeah. And then he's chasing the other two the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly crazy when he cuts off the back of his neck.
His own neck. At that point, it's way too late.
Puts it back in his pocket like a piece of bacon.
I would have killed him in the needle room. That was the opportunity to get rid of that guy. And there are other things. When the crematorium guy, you can see the pulley on the fucking door before he climbs into it.
Yep.
And I'm just like, did no one else see that pulley? I see that pulley. I'm like, got needle hanging in there. Pulley here. I bet when I pull on one of those needles, this door is going to close. Let's disengage this mechanism.
Or fashion some kind of like big grabby arm thingy to pull the...
But nope, just fucking climb in there side. Yeah, I'm just going to climb up in here. Oh.
Oh no, the Bernie thingy came on. Who could have seen this coming? Who
could have possibly seen this coming? Fortunately, though, they smash out the window so his neck dangled out so that the one guy could see the number on the back of his neck. Because otherwise, that also should have been when they saw the number for the first time. Because it's
Someone's
like, what the fuck is that?
The meathead's the only one that really...
And the fact that he solves the riddle?
Yeah.
Like, that guy's dumb as fuck. His approach to everything was, hit it with the heaviest thing I can find. Can't get in the door? Hit it with me. Can't get out this door? Hit it with the bat.
Yeah.
Can't get the black guy to turn around, hit him with a bat. It's just like, what the fuck? There's no way that guy solves this. Also, very convenient that the dude whose head was blown off by the what did I call, people surprise?
Yeah.
It didn't blow through the back of his neck. Because he's turning the key with his eye against a peephole that he can't. What the fuck are you thinking? I'm turning that key from like arm's distance away, kind of as off axis as I can, like, click.
Yeah, no one opens the door while they're looking through the peephole. You look through the peephole, then you back up, open the door.
Yeah. The reason why I tape my peephole, though, is in case I... fucking grow up. This is going to sound crazy to most people, but I don't want someone to know that I'm inside if I look at them through the peephole. And if you look at peepholes, you can see it get dark when someone's head steps in front of it.
Yeah.
So I step in front of the peephole, then I peel the tape back and look through, and then I cover it back up and I open it up just in case someone's waiting for that flash of darkness and then fires through the hole at eye level. Yeah. I like to live dangerously. That's one of the things I like about this house. No peephole in the front door.
Nice.
Yeah, but I got a camera right there. So I hear, oh man, I was sitting at home a couple days ago.
Yeah.
And I hear a bunch of commotion on my front porch.
Okay.
And I'm like, what is going on? And I stand up, and when I stand up, the blinds are closed, but I can see down through them. I see someone walking to the door.
Okay.
And I'm like, fucking what?
What time is it?
Ready to go. It's like 1 p.m.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm not expecting anything.
Yeah, and clearly the male people don't come to the front door.
Well, it's fucking FedEx.
Really?
Yeah, delivering a big set of metal wire rack shelves. This, like, this small, skinny girl delivering this 25 kilogram, which is probably like 10 or 15 pounds.
Yeah.
set of wire shelves, and I open up the door, and she's clearly exhausted from having to carry them all the way up the steps of the house. Like, sorry. But she actually put them on the porch.
Kudos to her, man.
And then that same day was when my jacket got delivered, and it was also left on the porch by UPS. I was waiting on one more package from USPS, and I was like, man, if they had also delivered today, that'd be great, but they didn't. Yeah. So
I've got my my drum throne coming in.
Yeah. Does it have like jewels and velvet and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nice.
I actually could have gone with like a velvet top one. The Rockin' Sock. There's a brand called Rockin' Sock that make very well known high end drum thrones.
The condom brand that I buy.
they have like velour velvet.
Yeah, it tops. Comes with tape in the pee pee hole.
Yes. I don't want to ruin Saw 3 for you.
Yeah.
But let's just say that there is a tape in the peephole trap.
Oh. Someone has to put their dong in a hole and it gets chewed off by some mice. I was hoping for a boo. Oh, here we go. No, that's not a boo either. Fuck this thing.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I went trucking and tucking, bought these little boxes that has a big red button on top and a light up
like
red
we're on
X.
Like we're on America's Got Talent or something.
And I went and grabbed one of those and went and hit it several times during this movie because I was just like, this sucks. Make a good movie. For the love of God, there are six more of these. Yeah. It's 2005. Like, for the love of God, for the love of God, like, do a logical leap calculation when you make a horror movie in 2005. That's why Halloween is so good.
Yeah.
The 2018 one.
Yeah.
It's a pretty linear story. There's not a lot of, like, weird leaps of logic. There's, I mean, there's some, like, how did fucking Michael hunt down the people that had his mask? I mean, he's drawn to the mask somehow.
You mean the reporters?
The podcast people.
Podcasters.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. They're not, well, because they're not far from.
No, no, no. I'm just mean like, what is the coincidence where he would find them?
Yeah.
You know, it's unlikely.
Yes. Yeah.
But I can, you. The plot has to happen.
Yeah.
Like you can forgive some amount of logical.
Yeah.
That's what, when people talk about plot holes and they're like, how did Michael know where those things are? It's like, well, that has to happen for the plot to happen. Uh-huh. That's okay. It's a minor thing.
Yeah.
But it's when you have big plot holes where movies fall apart.
Yeah.
Where you have to ask yourself questions like, what would Jigsaw have done if the kid had died in the trial? would the safe have just opened up and there just be a dead kid in there? Like, oh yeah, your kid died like 2 days ago.
Well, at that point, I assume he wouldn't have gone through all the trouble of luring the detective, or getting him alone, or in like the next group. So all that stuff was pre-recorded. So he knew. Yeah. Also, I assumed that it was Allison.
Amanda.
Amanda. I assume it's Amanda's. It was her, you know, like
convoluted plan.
See, it was her secret mission, basically, to keep the kid alive.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, Batman versus Superman. Lex Luthor's plot makes no fucking sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bad plot hole.
Yep.
You can forgive some amount of logical inconsistencies.
Yeah.
But
to be honest, I remember nothing about Saw 3 other than in having maybe my favorite trap.
Yeah. How would you rate these, by the way?
The kills, let's see. I mean, People's Surprise is number one. Cremated. I would hate to be cremated alive.
Yeah. Are you going to start taping your peephole after this?
Yeah. I would hate to be cremated alive. But it's not an exciting kill.
No.
Bear Trap 2 is a terrible sequel. Bear Trap 2.
Let me tape my peephole real quick.
You know what? I'm thinking Bear Trap 2 is a kind of a lot like Saw 2 is to Saw 1, Bear Trap 2 to Bear Trap 1.
Yeah.
Where Bear Trap 2, very similar.
Yes. Over-designed.
Yeah, it's... well, it's like to me, it's not as...
So the key is in the dude's eye, right? Yes. So you just have to deface yourself,
yes,
in order to get the key out. And really, like,
that's what most of the
dude's not a fucking surgeon, so the key's got to be right there. I'm sure you could work it out without. I mean, you'd probably damage your eye, right? But you don't have to cut your own eye out. Versus having to kill a person if you're not a killer. That's a good moral quandary.
Yeah,
and that's why Bear Trap 2, and that's. That's why the first one's more interesting, because you're like unlocking the story of these characters and how they're
despite Bear Trap 2 having a lot more blood, it's not as interesting.
No.
Electric Cage is nothing.
Big nothing.
Throat Hacksaw is just kind of a typical horror movie kill.
Yeah.
Overcome by Jesus. And by God, did Jesus come a lot in that
right in her mouth.
It was a lot. Yeah. You saw it spilling out everywhere.
Yeah. Almost as bad as what Stephen Campbell did to her.
Oh!
It wasn't what I thought it was.
Yeah. But it's like, it's a nothing of a kill. It's not even really a kill. It's just.
She just dies. She's the first one to be overcome. And never showed us her titties. Two movies, no titties.
I don't think there's any in the Saw franchise.
I want more titties.
There might be like a glimpse in one of the eight movies.
God damn it.
But I'm pretty sure there's almost none. And then spiked bat to the head. Spiked bats are cool.
Yeah.
Hitting someone in the head with a spiked bat is cool. But somehow this movie made it not great.
Not great. That was the joy of horror movies as a kid, was that you got to see titties.
Yeah.
But
because PG-13 horror movies aren't good.
Yeah, no, they're not good. But
and
it was
you're
like,
already going R, so
it was kind of snuck in there, like, oh, you know, it's gory, right? Uh-huh. Which is cool as a young person, right? But then it's also like and some titties. And
yeah, because like, I mean, I think Friday the 13th is the typical,
the most titified.
Yeah, and it's sort of the.
I love in Jason X they redo the sleeping bag kill from 7.
Yes,
and it's two girls, and they're like, they're like we're out here doing drugs and premarital sex and then they just take their tops off and they climb in their sleeping bags and then Jason picks up one of them in a sleeping bag and kills the other one and it's like that was a nice homage to the best sleeping bag kill. There's also a kill, I think it's in Jason Goes to Hell, where there are these two people camping at Camp Crystal Lake for some reason and the chick's on top of the dude and it's just tit city.
Yes,
and then
yes.
she gets like a steak or something comes
some
through
sort of
the
pole
tent and through
right through it.
And it's just like, it's a horror, because not what I, you know, you expect it to like them to run out of the tent and get killed, not to be right in the middle of the sex scene.
Tent.
And it was like, God damn.
Yeah. I remember that one.
Like just as a memorable example of tits in a film. Yeah.
Phantasm had some, it was boring, but
it did have titties. It had two sets of titties, same titties, purple dress lady titties. That was a weird movie.
Purple dress lady who is actually old man alien. Tall old man alien.
Speaking of titties in movies, you know what movie I watched last night? Or yesterday, or maybe it was the day before?
What?
There's Something About Mary.
That's a great movie.
You remember the titties in that movie? Matt Dillon's like watching Mary from his car and he's got binoculars and she goes to take off her shirt and he goes and picks up these like even comedically bigger ones. And he goes and looks back and he's like, and it's just a close up of these titties and you're like, oh God. And then he pans up and it's the grandma lady.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's a prosthesis. He's just like, hold, have your titties. Yeah.
That's right.
Very funny.
All I've got are these damn Nepalese coins. I like that movie.
It is. It's a good movie. It's I'd say it's the Farrelly Brothers number two, Dumb and Dumber number one. That's number two. Me, Myself, and Irene number three.
They've got something else from around that time period, don't they?
I don't know. I don't have my phone on me, so I can't check.
They did Stuck With You, which I did not want
to
see.
I never saw that.
I did not. I had no interest in seeing that. It seemed super lame.
Yeah. It looked like one gimmick for too long.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Like too long for the trailer.
That would be a funny gimmick as a side character in another movie.
In another Fairly
Brother. But to make them the stars, that was not a good choice. Yeah. Well, we've really gone off the rails on Saw 2. I would not recommend it. We didn't say if we'd recommend Saw 1, come to think of it. I think it's kind of too late.
Yeah. I mean, if you know nothing about Saw, that might make some of the surprises interesting.
Yeah. I don't like. It's like what was the movie I watched the other night? Falling Down, right? I'm 100% on board with Michael Douglas's arc in Falling Down.
Yeah.
There are other movies like that, right, where the character is a bad guy. Jack Reacher is not a good man. He's not a hero.
Yeah.
And the moral gray area of like whether or not they're right. Mm-hmm. I've read books like that.
Yeah.
I like that premise. But the trick with those characters is there has to be a glint of something good.
Mm-hmm.
And there has to be a righteousness to it.
Okay.
That's not a self-righteousness. It has to be a righteousness of overcoming the system of persecution type. And I think that's Falling Down did that well, and that you can understand and empathize with that character, even if you don't, and you can follow his journey and understand where he's coming from.
I will say that we don't know all of Jigsaw's story yet.
What more is there?
There's more.
See, to me, like my rage that is not, I don't really have rage at people.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't hate people. What I hate are the problems that people cause.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate the whole system. And that's why my rage is pure. That's why I can be angry all the time.
Yeah.
And it doesn't burn me up because it's not a self-destructive rage. It's a passion rage that, so when I see a character and so far his master plans have been against people that he finds, it's like the Punisher, right? Or Daredevil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Daredevil. He tries to do it in court in the system.
Yes.
And when that fails because of the flaws in the system, he goes out and punches the fuck out of them. because he's doing it for like true justice, or the Punisher who's killing bad people. And you always ask that question of Batman, you know, would the world be a better place if Batman just went ahead and killed the Joker? Mm-hmm. And the answer is unequivocally yes.
Yeah.
There's no gray area of like, should we just keep saying, no, fucking put a bullet in the Joker and end it for everyone.
But his moral quandary makes it interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So far, this guy has just committed actions against people who have done him wrong by what we've seen in these movies. Well, or people that he personally feels like, oh, you're a fat guy. Oh, you pretend to be sick.
Oh, well, what about two? What about two with Donnie Wahlberg's character?
I feel like if you have this evidence, you could take it to the police and have him disbarred or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
That's the other thing is like, there's not even an attempt at fixing the problem It's just like, oh, I'm just going to kill this guy, but I'm going to do it in a way that lets me pretend. Because he says, I'm not a murderer. It's like, you locked a dude in a room mm-hmm. until he died. That's murder. Oh, I didn't kill him. No, you just let him starve to death in a room that was yours.
Yeah.
You locked him to the fucking pipe. You locked the door and you walked away. You're a murderer.
It's at least third degree.
It's first degree murder.
But if you give them the means to escape.
There was no means to escape after that point.
After what point?
At the end of one, he locks Adam in that room.
Oh, okay, gotcha, gotcha.
That's murder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? And it'd be one thing if it was like one time.
Yeah.
But he's done it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
You're not a serial killer because the news tells you, thinks you are.
No.
You're a serial killer because a bunch of people have died by your hands. The mental justification he goes through to pretend like he's not a murderer. You strapped a fucking bear trap to a guy's head.
Yeah.
You strapped it to his fucking head. And then you put the key inside his eyeball. So he either has to cut his own fucking eye out in 60 seconds, mind you, uh-huh. or be killed. How is that any different than you like putting a Christmas timer on a toaster and then sliding it into the bath with your wife, right? Your wife's sitting there in the bath that you've slid the toaster in there. It's on a Christmas timer. And then all of a sudden, boom, toaster turns on and electrocutes her to death. I didn't kill her. I just put the toaster in there and programmed the timer and told her that maybe she'd enjoy a nice bath. But I didn't kill her. You 100% killed her, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you on that.
Yeah. And if I were Donnie Wahlberg, this minute, second, when I got out of the car to walk into that house, I would fucking put a bullet in that dude. Boom, dead. All right. Just like fucking Wesley wouldn't have had to have his fucking foot cut off if his wife had put a fucking bullet in Benjamin Linus.
Yep.
Boom, 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 boom. Hey, you still there? Yeah, I killed that guy. Yeah, we're safe. Where are you? Oh, you're in a creepy bathroom? All right, we'll send someone to get you.
Yeah. And no, I agree with you. I agree with you on that one last time.
And the paramedics would have showed up and been like, this guy's still alive. I bet this is Jigsaw. And then they would have shot him 11 times. Fucking put him in some blackface. Cops will kill him like that.
Sprinkle some crack on him.
Yeah, sprinkle crack on him.
Case open and shut, Johnson.
So I guess we're going to get a new cop. Is Dizzy Gillespie the... Is she the, like, through cop, and she's always going to be partners with the cop that's being brought in?
Maybe. She's definitely in the next one.
Because she was in the first one.
She's definitely in the next one.
Yeah. Is she going to show us her titties, though? That's the question.
No.
So let's just watch Starship Troopers.
Because she will in that movie.
What a great movie Starship Troopers is, by the way. We did a commentary on it.
Yes, we did.
And got to say, I really recommend that. I also recommend the book. Have you read the book?
No, I haven't.
I listened to the audiobook. Book's great. Mm-hmm. Nothing like the movie at all.
Very different.
But both are great in their own way. It's kind of like V for Vendetta. Like, I love the comic.
Okay.
And I love the movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
They're not alike at all.
No.
Other than they have like the same characters and
kind of the same themes.
Yeah. The themes are very different because the themes in the comic is anarchy versus totalitarianism.
Yeah.
And V for Vendetta, the film, is freedom versus tyranny.
Yeah.
Which are better themes in the movie, but yeah, I love that movie. I can't wait to watch it in like 3 weeks.
What, Viva Vendetta?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, gotcha. Everybody watches on the 5th of November. It's like a holiday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably Natalie Portman's best movie.
Yeah. It's Leon the Professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I almost watched that last night.
Yeah, but if you find her hot in that movie, it's really weird.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% a pedophile.
whereas in V for Vendetta, you can just... It's still a little weird because she dresses up as a little girl.
Oh, yeah, she does. for the priest guy.
Yeah,
Father Linderman or something. Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The pink dress, the pigtails.
Yeah. And she shows up at Stephen Fry's house, and he's like, I'm a homo.
I'm gay.
Yeah.
They want to kill me. You know my favorite V for Vendetta outside of the movie related thing is?
What?
The Between Two Ferns with Zach Galifianakis.
I'll never watch that.
You've never seen that?
No.
Okay. So it's just him awkwardly interviewing the other person.
Uh-huh.
Being in the joke.
Yeah.
Kind of like Eric Andre, right?
Yeah. Oh, another guy that I hate.
Yes,
oh,
yeah.
Okay, cool.
My favorite, so he interviewed her right before that movie came out. And he said, so the movie's called V for Vendetta. And we all know that you shaved your head there. Did you also shave your V for vagina? Yeah. It's very funny.
I wish Zach Galifianakis would...
I never found him...
Choke to death on lima beans.
Yeah, I never found him really funny, aside from the writing in a lot of the Between the Two Ferns.
There's writers for that?
I assume so.
Oh, you should put those people on something that doesn't suck. Yeah. Like writing for a fishing show, which was what I'd rather watch than Zach Galifianakis' stupid
I saw
face.
A fishing show the other day, and I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, someone edited this.
Nope. Well, let's hit stop on this one and then jump right back into
Sainted.
I wouldn't recommend it, by the way, because it sucks. Fat donkey dick.